happy European year? Our future, all too horribly, was in the air. The air of armed combat, and eventually of the bomber and fighter. So perhaps it is not nostalgia, but real communication across the century that makes us relax and smile when we see this collage exactly a century later. When we look at it, we see a small world. Coffee is made, the studio gossip is over, and the morning papers, seen and cut at a glance, perhaps hint at news of distant Balkan wars, but for the moment they're worth only a shrug and a quick movement of the scissors to cut them out. The deadpan joke, the visual pun, the play of the mind in the morning seems like very slight and ludicrous and, yes, absurd, even ridiculous, ammunition to aim against the monsters of modern madness. Yet what other ammunition do we have? We look at this collage and think, well, that little morning battle of making was won. And the great war that will erase so many mornings in the following year still seems far away. The cataract of rushing modern time that provided energy for Picasso's own work seems to halt for once at the edge of the abyss. Living in time, the Cubist picture stops it.
Completing this week on Paris in 1913, tonight's essay was presented by Adam Gopnik and produced in Bristol by Sarah Davis. A new week of essays begins on Monday evening, Five Portraits of Science, starting with an exploration of the legacy of the Elizabethan alchemist and astrologer Dr. John Dee, Monday night at 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3, 11 o'clock now. Here's Lopa Qatari with World on 3.
Vamos con la bebida, vamos con la bebida. Galician piper Carlos Nunez working his magic with Carlinhos Brown on that track. Padaria Electrica da Baja, from an album that sees Nunez collaborating with a whole host of musicians, from Raikuda to Linda Ronstadt and the Chieftains to Montserrat Caballé. It's varied, interesting, and has something for everyone. Nunez is going to be performing at Celtic Connections next week with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And if you can't see him there, then there are plenty more dates and places on his tour. Just have a look online. Hello and welcome. Tonight on World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari, we've got music from my guests in session, a Senegalese kora player Sekou Keita and his band. Also music from guys who are called Gals, lyrics that will make you giggle, and some blues, whether it's grass, strings or roots, if you know what I mean. Now, just as Nunez is experimenting with his own traditions, here's a guy who's doing the same, but in a different way. Charlie McMahon is a man who's taken the didgeridoo to his heart. He was one of the first non-Aboriginal musicians to gain fame for playing the didgeridoo professionally. You may have heard of his group Gondwana Land. Well, his album Didge Heart, that I played a few weeks ago, can send you into a blissful trance-like state. And I want to play another track from it, this time a song that has a real feel of the Orient about it. It's called Green Opal. Now, green is the most common colour of opal, a stone that is the national gemstone of Australia, a country that provides almost 97% of the world's supply. It's also a stone that's closely associated with being lucky in Chinese culture, a country that is having an ever-increasing presence in Australia. So here you have the didgeridoo extolling the virtues of this precious gem, green opal.
Thank you.
From Australia through China and on to Wales, Jamie Smith's Marbon and the Gordano Ranter, following on from Charlie McMahon and his didgeridoo. My fellow presenter, Mary Ann Kennedy, says Jamie Smith's band are a breath of fresh air in Welsh music, and that track from their album Windblown is a good example. Now, I know that I'm playing stuff from last year, but there really were some wonderful albums that came out at the tail end of the year that still need to get their voices heard. And Žuravka's Lipovinian Sound in the Basque Country is one of them. This track is Napila Sea Ea Piena. Listen to the clapping, which also seems to me to sound like drops falling into a pool of water.
Yeah, gentle Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. Listen to my song, sir. Listen to my song, sir. It won't take you long, sir. Sit right down with me. My brother works the mines, sir. My brother works the mines. Down where the sun don't shine. All on his hands and knees. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. My sister, she died young, sir. She died young, sir. Glory bells were rung, sir. Way back in 93. My daddy was a slave, sir. My daddy was a slave, sir. Came much too late to save, sir. That war of liberty. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, they call me Aunt Maria. There's lots more folk like me, sir. More folk like me, sir. Why don't you come and see, sir? And then I'll let you pay. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Hello, Mr. Sharp, sir. Welcome to these parts, sir. They call me Aunt Maria.
The perennial gigging band Show of Hands and a song called Aunt Maria that emerged from the Cecil Sharp project that they did for the Shrewsbury Festival. It's about Aunt Maria Tomes, the only African-American source for Sharp's Appalachian song gathering. So now we have the Guys Who Are Gals, which is, of course, a bit tongue-in-cheek of me, simply because the band is called Buffalo Gals. They sing old-time country music from the southern Appalachian region of America. Won't You Be Cruel to Be Kind is their latest album, due out next month. And this is I Left Her Standing There with a Doodad in Her Hair. A bit of light relief and fun. Try yodeling along if you can. And if you happen to know, please do tell me what a doodad is.
You ask me why I'm grieving, I'll tell you why I'm grieving. I'm grieving for the gal that done me wrong. So gather round and listen, and let this be a lesson. You shouldn't ever leave your gal alone. Cause I left her standing there with a doodad in her hair. And I guess she didn't care so much for me. Cause I heard that she was wed, and I wish that I was dead. But chances are I'll live to 93. What a lot of all little hair, brutty hair, brutty hair. If you think the song is silly, go right ahead and laugh. But the heart of this hillbilly is busted right in half. Cause I left her standing there with a doodad in her hair. And I guess she didn't care so much for me. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady. Diddly doo. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady. Folks all tried to show me just why this gal would throw me if I should go and leave her by herself. I just said you're crazy, this gal of mine's a daisy. Now she's gonna put me on the shelf. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lack lack. Oh, little old lady.
Well, I left her standing there with you. Perhaps when I get back she'll be my bride. When I got out of sight, oh, she didn't last me long. Cause someone else was sitting by her side.
Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady. Oh, little old lady.
said goodbye, she whispered, you know I love you best. But I bet you fuck, she whispered the same to all the rest. Cause I left her standing there with a doodad in her hair. And I guess she didn't care so much for me. Oh, little old lady,
I had a horse and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away one day, and also I ran with him. He ran so fast he could not stop. He ran into a barber shop and fell exhausted and eyes with his eye teeth in the barber's left shoulder. I'm going out to the wood next year. I'm gonna hunt for deer and not for deer. I'm a great sharp shootress at shooting birds. I am a beaut. There is no bird that I can't shoot in the eye, in the ear, in the nose, and in the fingers. I went up in a balloon so big, the people on earth, they look like a pig, like a dog, like a mouse, like fleas and like flies. The balloon turned up with its bottom side higher, and I fell on the wife of a country squire. She made a noise like a locomotive, like a steam engine, like dynamite. I had a girl and her name was Daisy. When she sang, the cat went crazy with delirium, St. Vitus's, and all such cataleptics. One day she sang a song about a man who turned himself inside out, and he jumped into the river. He was so very sleepy. In Frisco Bay there lives a whale, and she fishes by the bale, by the guitar case, by the truckload, by the roomful, where she can get him that way on blue plate specials. Her name is Nellie and she's a peach, but don't leave food within her reach, or nursemaids, or babies, or chocolate ice cream sodas. Her name is Nellie and when she smiles, you just see teeth for miles and miles, and adenoids and tonsils, and things too fierce to mention. Well, what can you do in a case like that? What can you do but stamp on your hat, or your toothbrush, or your mother, or anything that's helpless?
More light-hearted fun, this time from the delightful 84-year-old Tom Paley. A Horse Named Bill from his album Roll On, Roll On, an album aimed at reviving old-time string band music. You're listening to World on Three. My guest on the programme tonight is Sekou Keita and his band. Here they are with a song called Reomi, Country, a song that calls for unity and one that was a bit of a hit during Senegal's elections last year. And it starts off with a bit of Balafon blues.
Thank you.
A song there called Reumi from Sekou Keita and his band, starting off with a little bit of balafon blues and then going into, I don't know, what would you call it, retro-modern, soulful Senegal, Sekou?
Probably, it's right in name. I never heard that before. That sounds really good. I'll take that.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yes.
Sekou, tell me a little bit about yourself, because you were brought up in one of these great traditional music dynasties, these mm-hmm. a griot family. Tell me something about where you've come from.
Well, I come from the southern part of Senegal, a place called Ziguinchor. Born into a griot family, from my mum, who's a Sisoko, one of the leading Griot family. But my father was a Keta, and of course, back in the 13th century, Ketas are not allowed to sing or perform. We receive performance. So I was lucky enough and have my old training from childhood in the Griot family, Sisoko family, and I've learned how to play the kora and drums. So I grew up through the normal Griot training. That's my background, really. The Sisoko family, the Keta family is quite a big different. So you when you hear the Keta, you just say, why is he playing the kora or singing?
Is that still the way it is?
No, used to be. Still, some people just talk about it historically, but it's not the case. So my case, I mean, I think I've been accepted in a way because of my mom's side. And it's a part that I know most than my father's side. So
Suku, was it always a given then that you would play the kora? Or, I mean, or did you ever feel the desire to have a different kind of identity?
My grandfather would just pick me up into those liaison because he can see his kids growing. And then I think he have a mind of everybody have something. And then he was pushing me basically in the kora, giving me some, you know, difficult parts to work on. And at some point I even have a question in my head, you know, what is this? Yeah. But anyway,
it's been hard work.
It was. I mean, it was always in the way. But to be honest, I mean, he make his aware of it instead of just forcing us to play. Mm. You know, it make you aware of just looking after the part of the choras for building a kora and then give you a tune that is just more fun to go and some difficult point. As I say, the first tune is always a difficult one and then it's fine because the first tune could take you maybe a year or two just to get the whole complement like Kelefaba, which is really hard. But when you come out of that training, the rest of the tune become easier.
Yeah.
That's his method. That's his way he teach. But saying that, I was very curious on the drumming. Djembe is one of the instruments that I picked up because when there's a do in the family, everybody pick up the kora and I'll get in the corner, pick up my djembe and I'll become like a drum of the family.
Okay, so you've got you're part of your family's tradition of music. Mm-hmm. And within that tradition, you have very set pieces and set rhythms. But your curiosity wasn't just into drumming, but was other people's rhythms, other families' rhythms.
True, because where I live, my neighbors are like Jola ethnic group, which is they're from the southern part of Senegal. There's also the Fulani, the Pearl people, and the Wolof, which is people around. So they have the tradition as well. There's a Wolof griots, you know, play different instruments, sabar and stuff like that. So I was curious to know what they're on about, and because I see them every day when I get out of the house. So the compound I was used to get out and just, you know, get into those musical events, and I used to have trouble with my grandfather.
Well, I was going to say, you must have got into a lot of trouble when they found out you were sneaking into somebody else's music traditions.
A lot. But, you know, always when I come back, it's like kind of punishment, serious punishment. But the next day, I repeat the same thing because I wanted to, and something was there for me, and I wanted to do it.
How long did it take you to learn the repertoire of your family, or are you still learning? I mean, are these thousands and thousands of songs?
There's hundreds of songs to go through. As they say, you can never finish learning, but there's a point, as they call the 21 strings, three step, my grandfather used to say. Age of 7, you start to learn how to build it, your own kora. And then another 7 later, which is age of 14, you start to learn the repertoire of songs and the story behind. Age of 21, you're ready to go with your kora out of the family and play for the neighbors.
Later on, I'd like to talk more about, you know, this, in a sense, your new approach or your own approach mm-hmm. to your music. But tell us a little bit about the song you're going to play now, Watidima.
Watidima is a song in Mandinka. Watidima means happy time.
And it's yourself and your sister.
Yes,
leading.
Binta Suso leading the vocal. It starts with the traditional feel of a song, just a kora and the voice, because I like the simplicity of the voice and the kora. It make me remember about my grandfather playing the kora and my grandmother singing along. So Watidima set up in that way. It was a happy time that having the memories. Yeah, sung by Binta Suso.
Ako na tierra mojo mi
Binta Suso Sekuketa's sister there on vocals, and Wati Dima. More from the band in about 25 minutes. I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey now, from the UK to Nashville, Tennessee, via the northeast of Brazil. Ian Siegel is a British blues singer whose music is deeply influenced by America's Mississippi Delta and the style of playing and singing that was all about storytelling in everyday life. Here he is playing with his dream team of local American blues legends, who he calls the Mississippi Mudbloods. It's from his album Candy Store Kid, and the song is Kingfish. Slide guitar, thumping drums, a rocking bass line and gravelly voice. It's got it all.
Red rooster caught the kingfish, picked him straight out. vai fora da madrugada. Macaca peba, o gato maracajá. Cachorro que a tua cobra não presta para caçar. Que a jurema tem espinho, jararaca te espreitar. Sete pancadas no ovo da cajarana, dá pra mais de uma semana que eu ouço o vento assoviar. Levanta, levanta, Zé, levanta da rede e vai caçar lá na cajarana, que a noite tá caindo. É noite de fulozinha, caipora da madrugada. Tacaca peba, o gato maracajá. Cachorro que a tua cobra não presta para caçar.
Shake the way it makes me feel. I ain't found no proof, but I won't play the fool. I won't stand by and watch you do me wrong. You can't lie one more lie, but one day I know where you go when you don't come home. Questions keep on running through my mind. All this time together, I trusted you completely. I never thought you were the cheating kind. Yeah, I ain't found no proof, but I won't play the fool. I won't stand by and watch you do me wrong. You can lie one more lie, but one day I'll know where you go when you don't come home. Sneaking up the drive,
I'll only ask you once, where you been tonight? You can tell the truth to me of this 45. Yeah, I ain't found no proof, but I won't play the fool. I won't stand by and watch you do me wrong. You can lie one more lie, but one day I'll know where you go when you don't come home. Where do you go when you don't come home?
The Steel Drivers, Nashville Bluegrass, Fresh and Sprightly. When You Don't Come Home, from their album Hammer Down, out on Rounder Records next month. Catchy songs and no-nonsense storytelling that even record-breaking pop star Adele has taken a shine to. She's actually covered a song of theirs, If It Hadn't Been for Love. In the middle of those three tunes was Claudio Habeca and Cajarana from the compilation album Music from Pernambuco Volume 4, brought out by the state's Department of Culture. Debashish Bhattacharya, the Indian Hawaiian slide guitarist, turns 50 this year, and to celebrate, he's bringing out an album called Beyond the Ragasphere on World Music Network in April. But as a wee taster, the label has put out a single from it called Kirwani 1 5 plus 8 5, and it's available to download on the World Music website. It features German-born American jazz musician Jeff Sipe on drums and Debashish's daughter Anandi on vocals. No matter what the weather is like where you are, here's a bit of sunshine and a cool breeze. Heya from Mona Swayze, the beautiful voice of Hope Masika in her Mbira in the centre of the mix. Mona Swayze is a collective of musicians originally from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Norway and Sweden, who are now based in Norway, I believe. Stablemates of Debashish Bhattacharya, Mona Swayze's album The Village is out on Riverboat Records, part of the World Music Network, at the end of this month. It's an album of traditional Zimbabwean songs being given a Nordic jazz makeover. And I believe that Mona Swayze is going to be touring the UK this year soon on the back of the album. So now back to Sekou Keita, a well-travelled griot, one of the wonderful West African musicians to be found in the UK. He's here with his band, Asunto Souza on percussion, Adama Dembele on balafon and percussion, Michel Salazar on bass, guitarist Mustafa Gai, and both Mariama Koyati and Binta Souza on vocals. This is Conta Jula. ¶¶ What a wonderful upbeat song there. Conte Jula from my guest in session, Sekou Keita. Sekou, we were talking earlier on about how you used to sneak out as a kid because you wanted to learn the rhythms of other music traditions. There's an awful lot of percussion in this piece. Are some of those from your experiences as a child, the different rhythms that you learned?
They are. Some of those rhythms, like the beginning bit, or the very end also of the song, them to pick up a bit of the jola, which is the Bugarabu style. It's four drums playing by one man, and then like surrounded with a lot of women just clapping along and dancing a very special jola dance. Those rhythms were like my ear. This one that I hunted around out of the family really come back to me. I always said, in terms of performance, when you perform, you deliver who you are if you think something from your heart. So this is those rhythms, are things that I learned. Also the djembe that I went to the to learn in the ballet dance group as well. So those come out of Conte Jula.
What took you out of Senegal? What made you leave the country?
One of my uncle, Solo Sissoko, which is a famous at the time in Senegal, was living in Scandinavia and working with the company called Riscon Setana. And they wanted new young talents from out of all over the world to make some music together. And I've been chosen through that, me and one of my uncles, Sadio, to travel to Norway early 96 and then off to India, you know, touring with Dr. El Subramaniam, you know, very, we all like...
the violinist.
The violinist, yeah.
Carnatic violinist. He's fantastic,
yes,
he's
amazing,
isn't he?
Amazing, amazing. So what was the point working with also Cuban music at that time, young two Cuban, and also Indian, also Norwegian artists together. So that was my first step. And since then, collaboration will be more important for me because I just see the other direction, starting from home, basically, listening to all the traditional songs of the Jola people or Wolof people, and then flying out of Senegal, meeting all the people in Norway, and Norwegian music, and then Indian music straight away, and Cuban into it. So it was something that...
I mean, it's all kind of fed on your excitement and your sort of desire to expand your own boundaries, hasn't it?
True, true. It's like desire that comes true, something that you were waiting for. Did just come straight away by traveling with the music and meeting those music elements that I wanted to discover. I wanted to know. I was curious. I wanted to learn. I was kind of hungry to find out what can I do more with my kora, with my 22 strings. What can I extend it for?
So to a certain extent, is that why you then based yourself in the UK? Because it does have access to, in a sense, a lot of different cultures, a lot of different sounds, or... Or was it for some completely different reason?
Well, it started in something completely different, but then it got to a point that it was kind of a musical culture around that, you know, since I've been here working with a lot of people, really extended. Just like, okay, it's happening here. I can meet those musicians because and play with them. But the UK started completely different thing because I was also teaching in universities and schools with Dada Drum at the time, a friend of mine who set up a company. So we used to visit and deliver African traditional songs and rhythms around the UK. That was the beginning of it. And then, you know, of course, you know, meeting all the musicians like taiko drummers or Chinese, it was like, wow, you know, this is another element for me to discover. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy that. And also, it's something we have to look at similarities musically, not the difference if there's similarities. Like when I first ever heard Irish music to my ears and the rhythm, the baron going, I was just like, ooh, that sounds like very Jola's rhythm going on there.
Yeah.
You know, it just reminds me of my past or something, my early age. And then straight away, I'm connected. This is how I think about it. And I always said not to force the ears to listen to anything. Just, you know, open them, you know, be open, listen to anything come to you.
So you go back to Senegal a lot, though, don't you? You go,
yes.
You're sort of commuting, I guess, between the UK and Senegal.
Regularly, yeah. I mean, some people might just think I'm based in the UK. Well, I do all my summer here to some point, like the winter begin, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
So I spend maybe 3, 4, 5 months in Senegal.
What does the family think about your expression of the music, your take on things?
They appreciate it because I did the test back in, it was 2006, when I went back touring with my quartet at the time, and then it became a quintet because my sister joined the band after that. just to bring some music which is they kind of recognize the identity, and then by coming with a different color and different arrangement. And they were really happy about it, and they was following me around touring, and they're really proud of what I'm doing. So as I can say that I've passed the test.
You have indeed. And in fact, that the last song you're going to play today is Miro, which means positive thoughts. Is that right?
It is. Miro is a positive thought. And I always said in this song, a song in Mandinka, also a song lead by Mariama Kouyaté, a young singer from Senegal. I always said if any chance we can take 10 minutes out of everyday life, everyday living life, just 10 minutes, and have a positive thought about everything around us, just 10 minutes. That's Miro.
I love you.
and Four Voices, Miro, Positive Thoughts. Very much a part of Sekou Keita's philosophy and enthusiasm for music. What a lovely group of people to have in the studio. Last week, I played a track from Nicolas Repac's new album Black Box, out today on No Format. It's a journey into the colours and moods of the blues, from samples of songs from black prisoners in the 30s to present-day recordings with artists such as Angola's Bonga. It is masterful, leaving your soul open to the spectrum of heartache and embrace. This is Redemption Blues and includes a sample of a 1927 recording of Blind Willie Johnson singing I Know His Blood Can Make Me Whole.
Thank you. as my brother.
Gambi
All Praise for the Blues, a fantastic new album from Baseku Kuyate and Angoni Ba. Poye 2 is on Baseku's album Jamako that Out Here Records are launching at the end of January. They're going to be playing at the Barbican in London on the 26th and at Glasgow's Celtic Connections the following day. And while they're here, they're going to come into the studio to do a session for us. That track featured the man of the smiling blues, the legendary Mr. Taj Mahal. Yet another must-have album to add to your list. And so for a quick trip to Nova Scotia before I end tonight's programme, Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac are from Nova Scotia, and their album Sheehan is a tribute to their love of music from Cape Breton. First, though, Blue Rose Coat, who's actually Ross Wilson. Originally from Edinburgh, he now lives in London, and he's about to bring out his debut album, North 10, on Reveal Records later this month. I saw him when he supported label mates Lau on the stage when they were launching their new album, Race the Loser, and curating a weekend of music at the same time. The song is called Wester Ross to Nova Scotia.
Raise the anchor, chart a course. We'll sail on morning love. We'll find a better life abroad. If you marry me, hoist the sail and pack your bags. We'll roam from coast to coast. We'll go from Westeros to Nova Scotia. If you marry me, I know when Tara stalks us sure and true, and my heartland belongs to someone who, and any chance for us, you know it lies across the sea. We have to leave. Have no land for us to run, and come the harvest time, with all the table bare, would you listen, dear? You know we have to go. You say your father's crop remains, but it won't be long until the king and country will away with you. Run me through. I know when Tara stalks us sure and true, and my heartland belongs to someone who, and any chance for us, you know it lies across the sea. We have to leave. I know when Tara stalks us sure and true, and my heartland belongs to someone who, and any chance for us, you know it lies across the sea. We have to leave. Stalks are short and true, and my heartland belongs to someone who, and any chance for us, you know it lies across the sea. I have to leave. And my winter stalks are sure and true, and my heartland belongs to someone who, and any chance for us, you know it lies across the sea. We have to leave. We have to, we have to. Well, we have to sail away. Ooh.
fi clawd bag ac yn dwych gam y clwch o'ch i'ch dysgu o hor yn o rai yw a yw'r o raw gael o hor yn o rai yw a gam y clwch o'ch i'ch dylitr ag ys misl ac ymhein i hor yn o rai yw a yw'r o raw gael o hor yn o rai yw Gain a while and do a week's more, my boy. A good me ain't no store, no. Rai you, you live or I will gail a hoard, no. Rai you, he me bat the mark and kill with Sam a good and check and need the hoard, no. Rai you, you live or I will gail a hoard, no. Rai you, he me bat the mark a rua she. A shul for one need a hor no rai u a yuri vor a ukeil a hor no rai u a sar se khuant che fuan a crown a shina chana through one needing hor no Rai you, you live or I will kill a hoard, no. Rai you, sarge to haunt you for my hood, doch nur a skill or glady hoard, no. Rai you, you live or I will kill a hoard, no. Rai you, couldn't shoot a white molan and got big cow and a cane a hoard, no. Rai you, you live or
Og farlige fagre mare fagre mare. Når du har sovnet, da kommer Maren lydløst inn, og i sitt nattlige ritt så gjør hun deg til sin. Slave av mørket, ikke et lyspunkt der å se, overskrevs på ditt bryst, hun rider, 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 rider. Farlige mare, rider på ditt bryst, og farlige fagre mare. Farlige mare, rider på ditt bryst, og farlige fagre mare.
Maren, soothing yet rousing Nordic a cappella from Eplamoya Songlag. Before that was Horeno Rahua and the lovely voice of Mary Jane Lamond, beautifully complemented by the fiddle playing of Wendy MacIsaac, two women from Cape Breton. And that's it from me, Lapa Kotari, and World on Three for tonight. Marianne Kennedy is going to be taking the reins for the next few weeks when she brings you the laughter and fun that always accompanies great music from Celtic Connections. I'll be back on the 7th of February when my guests will be Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. I leave you with a hot-off-the-press new release from Creole Choir of Cuba. All the touring and gigging they've been doing has really added tone and strength to their voices, and their album, Santiman, due out on the 4th of February, is a real celebration of their Haitian roots, freedom songs and vibrant harmonies. This is Feo de Nu, a song calling on the divine healing powers of medicinal herbs to cure the sick. Till next time, lose yourself in harmony. Goodbye. Maladie abagaya, na juwe. Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night here on Radio 3, where first this morning there's a chance to hear one of the highlights from the 2010 proms, the Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Sir Simon Rattle. In German late romantic music, the opening prelude from Wagner's opera Parsifal, followed by Richard Strauss's four last songs with soloist Carita Mattler, and then music by three great pioneers of 20th century Vienna, Schoenberg, Webern and Berg. So to begin, the slow-moving, contemplative music that opens Wagner's Parsifal. The hushed atmosphere is established right from the start, and in the course of the prelude, three main motifs can be heard culminating in the Dresden Amen.